Medical specialists in the Northern Territory are raising the alarm about the increasing number of Indigenous young people who are developing type 2 diabetes. They're warning if work isn't done soon to manage and prevent the disease, it could have serious long-term impacts on the demand for dialysis. Georgia Hitch reports.
It's traditionally the strand of diabetes that people develop later in life. But in an alarming trend, an increasing number of Indigenous children are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Dr. Christine Connors from the Top End Health Service says it's an emerging disorder and one that's shocking medical professionals.
You know, we've got a lot of experience around Australia and the world of kids with type 1, but kids with type 2, they don't actually know they've got it, they don't necessarily feel sick.
What doctors are now focusing on is how they got it. Dr. Connors says research into youth-onset type 2 diabetes is in its early stages, but researchers believe the disorder takes hold during pregnancy.
What then happens is that you have young women who are pregnant, who have either known diabetes or developed diabetes during the pregnancy, and this significantly increases the risk for the baby, where you start to get changes actually in how the baby's metabolism is working, so how we process glucose in the body. All of this leads to significant increased risk for a teenager to develop type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Louise Maple-Brown is the head of the endocrinology department at Royal Darwin Hospital and part of a coalition of doctors looking into the emerging issue. She says the challenge facing GPs is how to provide advice on managing the disease in people so young.
It's a relatively new condition, so it was first described in the 1980s in Canada, type 2 diabetes in young children, all of whom were First Nations, and we perhaps have seen it maybe 15 to 20 years after the Canadians, and the numbers are really quite small, so it's really the rarity of the condition.
Diabetes is the leading contributor to end-stage kidney disease, which is five times more prevalent in Indigenous people than the rest of the population. The most recent data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare showed 88% of Indigenous people with end-stage kidney disease were on dialysis. And in the Northern Territory, those numbers are set to grow by up to 70%, according to a 2016 report by the NT Health Department. Dr. Maple Brown says with those statistics in mind, the consequences of youth-onset type 2 diabetes could mean an even greater demand on dialysis services.
And some very alarming data from the Canadians is that half of the young people who had type 2 diabetes 20 years later, half are requiring dialysis, whereas none of the young people with type 1 diabetes 20 years later require dialysis.
But it's not all bad news. Work is already underway by Dr. Maple Brown and others to not only increase awareness, but to develop culturally appropriate ways to talk about the disease.
Starting by talking to the young people themselves with the condition, to hear from them about how we could improve how we do things.
Endocrinologist Dr. Louise Maple Brown, ending Georgia Hitch's report.